Welcome back to the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bay, along with my neighbor and my buddy, Jay.
What's up, Bay? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. This is episode number 6, you know, in the Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We're a couple of guys that like to share our passion about gaming and streaming, movies, TV shows, all the stuff concerning media, entertainment, and most importantly, games, video games. We're older gamers, if you will. I'm the older of the two here. And you know what? It's great to have another episode. I wanted to touch on some of these unique downloads from our listeners. And I mentioned last week that I posted our podcast to Ghana, a podcast server, and we've been fortunate to get downloads from all the way in India. And I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of these cities, but I'm going to try anyways. Ahmedabad, which is one of the largest cities in India. Thank you for downloading our podcast. And then we have some places not so international in the U.S. that have been a surprise, and Pewaukee is one, and that's in Wisconsin. And I looked up their temperature right now, and I'm very fortunate and blessed to be in San Diego, because they have 2 degrees of weather.
I'd love it for a little bit. I don't know if I'd live in it, but I would enjoy it.
Wow, Pewaukee. Yeah, thank you for listening, Pewaukee and Wisconsin. And then we have our local favorites, or San Diegans, or Chula Vistans. We also have a little bit north, Carlsbad, and further north, Sylmar. Thanks for watching. But a little farther north in Canada, Winnipeg.
I got one of my sisters. I know it's her. I know it's Heidi. Happy birthday. It's your birthday today, so happy birthday. Thanks for supporting us, eh?
Hey, is that what they say?
That's right, at the end.
is the suffix.
Yeah. It's funny, because when I went over there in Canada, and I think 2 years ago, I think they said I have a San Diegan accent. I don't know what's a San Diegan accent. So, but I know in Winnipeg, you got to end it with A.
A. It's the whole surfer. The San Diego thing is like, they think, it's that whole surfer, like really, like, you know.
Oh, like that? Valley like, girlish?
I don't know. When they talk about us Californians, they really make fun of the way we talk.
I know for sure the way we dress. Like, you can tell in the airport where people are going, when you got shorts and slippers, California.
Yeah. Well, Jay, yeah. I don't even think you own a pair of pants, because I've never seen you wear.
Yeah, no, you're right. Only when I get up on the roof to hang those Christmas lights. You know, that's why I'm wearing jeans. Otherwise, it's just shorts.
Yeah, we've got some great weather. It was a nice weekend with warmer weather. I think I actually did. I actually joined you. I wore some shorts this past weekend. Let's first pause and talk about what we're playing, or should we go with gaming news? What do you think, Jay? Playing and streaming, or gaming news?
Just some gaming news, just real quick.
Gaming news. All right. So, wow, there's actually a whole lot, a plethora of news to pick from. The one that stood out to me is the one from our favorite platform for streaming here, at least in our household, which is Disney, and Gina Carano gets dropped from The Mandalorian. You know, she says some super insensitive comments, in particular comparing herself as a Republican and someone of Jewish descent, saying that it feels like, you know, the Republicans are in her mind, are getting the same type of persecution, or at least made a comparison to it. And you know what, Gina, that was a really big stretch there. And, man, I've got no sympathy for you for taking that kind of heat. And there was people that were saying on the news that, oh, hey, I'm a Jewish person and I don't feel offended by it. Well, I feel like I got pretty thick skin. And when I heard the comment, I had to make sure that it was accurate. I had to fact check it. I had to go look it up. And sure enough, she said it.
Twitter, huh?
Right. You know, yeah, shame on you, Gina. You know, she's going to find work. She's not going to go hungry. But I think it was good that Disney responded quickly on that. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, Disney is. I know before in the past, some of their movies, animated movies, it had some racial issues back then, segregation. But now they're more inclusive. They want to invite everybody, which is a great thing because we're gonna get through this life together. United. So, and Disney is all about that, about unity. So for her to say some of those things, Disney had to make a decision, and that's what they made.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens in the future with her and with Disney in general.
Do you think about that show? So it seemed like the show was going to be surrounding her, right? Like, yeah. Focused on her?
Yeah, something about the Republic, right? Like, what was it, Warriors of the Republic or something along those lines? They could recast her, but they would probably just pick a different character within that storyline.
They might choose the X-Wing pilots.
I know. Which one? There's always one that's always like flaming up and blowing up, right? And he's got his arms up. He's like, oh, I'm crashing and burning, right?
Yeah.
Or that director that was dressed up. What's that one director? He does the Mandalorian and all the other ones. He's a heavier set. He was a once actor and now turned director. I can't remember.
One in Iron Man. I forgot his name.
Lucky?
He's great.
Is it Lucky? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can put him. No, I'm kidding.
All right, he'll play. I'm sure he'll be acting again.
Yeah, he'll
instead of being behind the camera and writing.
Write himself a role in there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I asked you this before the show, but the PS5 controller issues...
Okay.
And so it turned out in the past there was a class action lawsuit with the Switch, I believe with the Joy-Con drift and just recent, like this past year, and now we're having similar issues with the PS5 drift, and they're putting together a class action lawsuit. It's actually the same lawyer firm of Chemical, Schwartz, Kreiner, and Donaldson, Son Smith. So, you don't seem to have any trouble with your PS5 controller.
No, I don't have any problems with any of my controllers. Like for the Switch, I've been playing Hades like crazy. So, I already put more than 60 hours in that thing. And those, you know, if you held these Joy-Cons, they're very small. Those nubs are very, very tiny. And but they're working. I don't have any drift. In regards to the PS5 controller, the DualSense, I don't have any problems with it either. I mean, I've been playing since November. I don't have any issues with it. The buttons are nice. The analog sticks are perfect. I don't have any type of drift whatsoever. And I own two of them, so one for my wife and one for myself. So I know which one I'm playing because that one's... I do wash my hands and stuff, but that one's a little bit more... dirty, has more wear compared to the other ones just charging all the time. Because I only get my wife to play Little Big Planet with me once in a blue moon. But when she does, it's fun. Or we play Uno together, which is actually on the phone. You know, Uno is actually a really good game on the PS4, PS5.
Check it out.
Okay. It's $5. Okay. The way it works is that you download the... It's made from Ubisoft, so you might like it. You download the Ubisoft app. It's called Playlink, I think that's what it's called. And you you set up the you set up Uno, and your TV screen becomes the table. And if you have four players locally, you'll just you have your phone on landscape mode, and you're just looking at your cards. And every time you want to throw a card at the TV, it just goes from your phone to your television. And they got all these rules. You don't need to make. You don't need to shuffle your cards. It does all that stuff for you. Or if you and your loved one friend wants to go play online, you can play Uno online.
I actually seen it on the phones too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's fun. It's yeah. It's a good game if just wanna if you don't have a even non gamer but you wanna play some type of games, because I know like video games can be challenging with dexterity, but some people like board games and that's a good alternative.
Well, I think on road trips, because I used to take last year when I was coaching basketball, we used to take these road trips, and the players in the back would be, I'm like, hey guys, what are you guys playing? Oh, we're playing Uno. I thought that was actually pretty cool. You know, instead of, it didn't have to remember to bring the cards and that kind of stuff. They were playing Uno on their phones. So
interesting.
That was, that was kind of, cool. That was a cool little way to pass the time on long trips. Yeah. Now, another thing in gaming news, there's a number of different games coming out, but there was a game that I saw in the news that was really interesting, and it's called It Takes Two. And it's got an interesting take. It's about a couple, a married couple, and they are going through or planning on going through a divorce. And in the process of them having the divorce, their little daughter, you know, of course, doesn't want them to have a divorce. Her name is Rose. Rose is like, hey, talking to them saying we don't want a divorce, and then she's talking to these dolls that she's trying to convince them, you know, of how to handle their relationship, this kind of stuff. And then the parents wake up, you know, magically, and they're in the dolls that the child was playing with. And I could be, my details could be a little off one way or the other, but it looks great. So they have these two dolls, and they have to work together, and it's a video game. It's a co-op video game with a movie like story, you know. So like the one person that's mediating with them is this Book of Love type character, and then they've got some split screen action where you're one doll and the other doll's on the other side. And it looks very interesting, to say the least, you know?
Yeah.
And what I was going to ask you, because it's taking kind of a leap of faith, because this is, I mean, it's a familiar idea with someone waking up and being like in a different body or a different object or something like that. Like I've seen it done with dog movies and with, you know, Freaky Friday type movies. But because this is like a new idea and it doesn't have a necessary brand, does that factor in you deciding to play a game? You know, there's many things that are factor in into decision for me, but for you, Jay, branding, does it mean anything for you to, hey, I want to get this game, or nah, I'm not familiar with it, and I'm not going to touch it?
There's several factors. Branding is definitely one of them. Like Capcom, I think of Capcom, I think of Street Fighter, take a look. I don't even need to take a look. I know instantly I'm going to go purchase it. Like they got this new DLC that's coming out. I think they're going to roll it out this coming February 22nd. It's going to have like updates for the game. I already re-downloaded it on the PS5 already. Because I know I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to play it. And then Guilty Gear. With Guilty Gear, with that company, I know they're very good at fighting games. And they're more animated style. And I needed to look at trailers for that and see.
Yeah.
Because I'm not too familiar with them. I played a Guilty Gear game back on PlayStation 1. And I've been following it just throughout many years, because they have several Guilty Gear games. But I could only focus on one. But now like I'm able to jump between two fighting games because now I have a better understanding like of mechanics and some carryover from one to the other. But yeah, trailers definitely influence my decision. What else? But when it's a new game, like the one you were talking about, I would have to see what developer, what they are, what kind of games they made, and see what type of reviews are coming in. Because I think what I've said before is time is precious, and I will not waste time on a game that I don't enjoy.
And well said. I mean, yeah. for me, familiarity sells, right? There's there's shows that we watch right now. The Mandalorian, we've watched that, and it's tied in with Star Wars. WandaVision, we watched that, and it's tied in with Avengers and Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the game I'm playing now, Assassin's Creed, there's a whole history of the different types of Assassin's Creed, you know? And you can't help but compare it, but it attracts to me, and it's a time commitment, and also money wise. Shoot, these games are expensive nowadays.
Yeah, 70 right? bucks.
70 bills for a game. It's interesting because then the other thing is this: like right after I saw that advertisement for It Takes Two, I saw the advertisement for Hogwarts Legacy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. And it's almost unfair, you know, to not that they are in the same genre because you're talking about children type stories, right? And that Hogwarts game looks incredible. Now, is it going to come out this year? I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But if you compare the two, for me, if I was going to pick between those two, man, there's no question I would go after the Hogwarts Legacy. And also, it's probably more suitable for someone my age versus like a kid's book or a kid's game.
Yeah. Although that kid's game does have a deep story. It's about divorce and her trying to get her parents back together to prevent it, right? That's kind of deep.
Yeah, it's real deep.
It's almost the kid's like struggling. Struggling to keep her parents together, then forcing them in, well, maybe she has influence in these puppeteer bodies and encouraging them to work together. Yeah, have you played this game called Overcooked? That will get you in a divorce.
Yeah, I've played that game. You're talking about when you have to make the food fast before it burns and all that stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you play it with it by yourself or did you play it with somebody else?
No, with the. You know what? I played it with my daughters and boy, we were at each other at the end.
Yeah, see? See what I'm talking about? Yeah. I was playing that with the Ada. And then when you get into the later stages, oh my gosh, like the.
Where the ice
starts moving.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh dude, let's fire extinguisher. You got everything's burning. You got to cook this. You got to make the burgers. Oh, in sequence. So you have to have great communication skills without yelling at each other, right?
I know, right?
That will test how great you are or good at leadership and communication and compromise and forgiveness.
And forgiveness. There you go. Yeah. Well, maybe I need to buy this It Takes Two then.
I'll get you through all the sequences, huh?
To get me through all that. That's a good title. You know what? It's a wait and see. We'll wait and see. And that the director, hey, hats off to you to try to explore and pursue a title like that. I think his name is Fares. So, any other gaming news for you?
For me, gaming news. Nothing that I really think of. Just I know the games that are upcoming for me. But we talked about it last time. So, other than the PS5 drift, nothing really. Other than it's still hard to get a PS5.
Oh, goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pain in the neck. Well, what about what you're watching? What are you watching on streaming on all the Netflix and HBO Max? For me right now, it's HBO Max. What are you watching?
I'm watching Cobra Kai again. So we finished it. And then I think we went on hiatus on something. I think Deanna started watching So You Think You Can not So You Get to Get Dance. It's The Masked Dancer.
Oh, and that's a fun
I
show.
I was watching The Masked Singer, which I enjoyed, because after the whole, like, they're starting to get, like, really good singers.
Yeah.
But this dancing thing, like, huh? Oh, no, I don't get it. I can't vibe with this.
Oh,
so
okay.
I switch automatically to Hades. I'm back to Hades while she's watching. I'm trying to beat Hades again. And then after, I think, 3 or 4 days, she's like, let's watch Cobra Kai again. We just jumped into one episode and turned to two. So she really likes the show. And then when I'm at work, she started watching Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. So she's on a Karate Kid binge.
Oh, wow. You know, yeah. I love Karate Kid, but this Cobra Kai, man, I'm not a fan of it right now. And maybe
quiet.
Quiet. Oh, gosh.
You don't like it? Oh, my gosh.
Cobra K, right? And when that guy first... I've only seen two episodes of it. His kids annoyed me so much. I just like, man, I ain't watching this. These kids are annoying. You know,
Johnny Lawrence, man.
Yeah, his little little son that didn't asking for a Coke or something. Where's my damn soda or something? Like, dude, you brat. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then his daughter having a pool party.
Yeah,
I was done after the pool party, especially when they were wearing his swim trunks. Like, gosh, man. How could you do that? I'm a father, so it just grabs at you, especially daughters, right? That just grabs at you, thinking of your kids doing that nonsense. But I hear
you can go there. You can say strike first, strike fast, no mercy. You can say that to them, and then initiate the punishment. Right?
That's hilarious, man.
You could. Strike first. You can get that.
That's a good one. Okay, maybe I'll give it one more try. Let me give that show one more try. But I don't know. Cobra K. It'll be forever Cobra K for me. As far as something for me that I'm streaming, that show The Warrior, have you seen that yet on HBO Max?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that show...
Is that with Bruce Lee?
Yeah, he looks like Bruce Lee. But it's not depicting Bruce Lee. No, he's actually too tall to be. But he's got a beard too, so no, he doesn't look like Bruce Lee at all. But that show has a lot of action. It's very violent, and it's probably not something you're gonna let your 13-year-old daughter watch. But it's entertaining. The action is good. The story's not so bad. It takes place in early San Francisco, right around the time of building railroads. So it's a pretty good watch. I think you might like that. You might want to try that if you're trying to satisfy your karate and your kung fu binge watching.
All right. Yeah, I think I have to get through this, and then I'll segue into that. I'll encourage you to watch something else.
Yeah. Okay. So any other things you're streaming or watching? I know you and your hours at work, it makes it really tough. What about what you're playing?
Definitely. With what I'm playing is I beat Spider-Man. So I didn't do any of the side quests. I just went straight for the story. And I lent you Spider-Man. Did you start playing it a little bit?
Not yet, because I started doing Assassin's Creed.
Oh, got it.
But I'm gonna put that on hold as soon as I want to give Assassin's Creed a little bit more time before I jump back into Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this story is great. Just a good reminder of the liberties they took with Spider-Man in this story that Insomniac made. So it's totally different from the movies. It's different from the comics, from what I remember. Because I read a comic very long time ago, so I'm sure it's outdated, but. What they did in there, it's wonderful. You see Peter grow, because this Peter Parker is an older Peter. He's been Spider-Man for a very long time, and you can tell with his skills. And but you see the things that he's going through with MJ, how they get together, and they're breaking up, they're getting back together. You know, just real life stuff.
Yeah.
And then he has to make a decision at the end, which is hard.
It's well done.
Character.
I've actually played a lot of it. And then I think I told you I loaned it to my brother-in-law, and Jay's such a great guy. He was like, dude, you can borrow mine. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, now I feel like I'm holding on to it too long, and I need to.
No. It's whenever you're done with Valhalla, you know, going through, where are they going through the Viking?
Viking culture? Land.
Yeah. Into Europe. Then you get, jump right back into Spider-Man neighborhood. And then I'm also playing the Godfall, so my friend was picking it up, my friend Mike, and I was picking his brain about it. So like he was saying that the combat was like God of War. So I did, like I was saying last podcast, I started picking up God of War. I played it again. I only got to the point where you fight the troll and you fight one of the main antagonists, which is a very badass fight, by the way. And I got an email from Best Buy saying that Godfall is $40. And I, you know, this game is a $70 game, like on release on the PS5. So, like, that's a pretty good deal. And then what Mike was saying was encouraging. So I looked on PSN today and I purchased it because I had a PSN gift card that I got for Christmas. So I got it for $19, installed it, played a good 20 minutes of it. And the gameplay mechanics is like God of War. L1 makes you block or you know, time it correctly. It's a parry. R1 is light attack. R2 is a heavy attack. Now it does have dual sense. So when you use your R2 button, it gives you some haptic feedback, which is pretty cool. It's entertaining. And get a feel of that strike. But again, I'm only 20 minutes in, and it's kind of like Destiny, that looter shooter, but it's not a shooter, so it's a looter slasher. So I don't know how the mechanics work in regards to the progression and the armor sets that you get. But so far, I do like the combat. It's nice and fluid. You get to choose between performance mode, which is at 60 frames, or resolution. And I was looking at videos on YouTube, so I can see the comparison, and it does do a stable 60 frames, so that's what I'll be playing, because it's combat. Story-wise, it doesn't really... Again, 20 minutes in, I didn't give it too much story. It just seems like these two brothers that are fighting each other, and then your brother stomps you Sparta style. Instead of kicking you out of the platform, he stomps you into it, and it breaks down, and you're in water, and then you get up, and it seems like you have to go face your brother. I think the story is you're gonna fight your brother at the end. I think that's like,
it's kind of building up that way, yeah.
Yeah, but you know the way how you get up there and just the gameplay is fun. It does look fun. It feels nice in the hands. I will say though, the camera's kind of close for me, so when I was playing, I did get a little nauseous.
Ooh,
which is not good.
Which is not good for me.
Yeah, it's really close. Like, I wish I could back the camera up. I have to look and see if I can do that. And then there's multiplayer aspect, so I'm gonna try to jump on. But there's no matchmaking, so I think you just have to know people to play.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So like tournament, I bet, like tournament style, or
I think you just have like say that you and me are playing, mm-hmm. then we can play together. But if you want to matchmake into like another stage with another person. To okay. round out our team of three, we can't unless we know somebody directly from our friend list.
Wow. Interesting.
So, like, you know, in Destiny, you can just jump into a strike, and then it'll just...
It'll auto-match.
Mm-hmm. Auto-match just doesn't, apparently, which is just disappointing. Because there's some... Mike was saying there's some content that he was playing, and the bosses are like sponges because they're taking all this damage, right? And you need somebody to help DPS. And I was like, oh, that game is multiplayer. He's like, really? He didn't know. Because I don't know if it highlights it or not. I don't know if it tells you or not.
Oh.
So, yeah, but he beat him. See, he's boss.
Hardcore, man. That's funny because a lot of times now, like, honestly, nobody's going to read the user manual, right? When you install a game and you start a game. Mm-hmm. Honestly, with this game I'm playing now with Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I wish there was some kind of manual because, man, I'm roaming around these different cities and I'm seeing myself being just annihilated by these overpowered bosses and stuff. So I need to play that game a few more days in order to get a enough gameplay to make a educated or a complete review, because I'm only about 20 some hours in it, And the hard thing for me right now at this moment is I keep comparing it to Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I completely loved. You know, that was a great title, and I finished it. And so this one, only trouble I'm having right now is that I'm underpowered, right? So that'll get better in time. And you have to build up your encampment to progress in the story. And then so in order to build up the encampment, you got to go visit these different cities, do some raids. And then you go and do a raid, and then you're underpowered for the raid. And then you can't save during the raid. So if you die in the middle of the raid, you got to restart and do it over again. And so I guess my advice right now while I'm playing this is there are parts of the map that are more suited to lower levels. It just took me a while to figure that out. And so,
yeah. I think games nowadays, like you're saying about manuals, booklets, like in the past, they're all like in-game now, right? In-game tutorial, just like this Godfall game. When you get in, it's teaching you like press circle to jump, press circle to to leap over a larger gap. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, L1, R1, block, attack, heavy attack, and then it'll say combos, and it teaches you about the health meter, pressing square to heal. Green gives you energy, and then all these little items that you'll have to press the touch button to equip different armor sets. And then in your case, I'm sure that when you jump into the game, it tells you some stories and it tells you what the buttons do. But now, like when you're exploring the game, I feel like the game is telling you you can't go here. So it's driving you in a different location. But I feel like, which I do as well, is I keep hitting my head against the wall because I want to get through this area, which I know it's super hard to beat, but we can't.
Yeah.
Because like in other games, I don't know how it is in this game, but you look at them and like, oh, they got a skull. They're red. Attack them. I shouldn't go there, but I continue to do it.
You continue to do it. Yeah,
because I'm stubborn.
Yeah,
because I'm stubborn. So I've known along the way is like, okay, I can't go there. Just by playing MMORPGs, this is like, okay, I can't go there. Now I know the developers want me to go somewhere else.
Right.
It's kind of like Mario. So when you look at Mario, the first Mario, right, on Nintendo, you have two buttons, A and B. And it doesn't tell you anything, for example. So when you run into one of those Goombas, you die, right?
Right.
And it tells you, the game's telling you, don't hit that. So when you jump over, it's like, oh, I can avoid this thing by jumping. Or if you jump on it, you can kill it. So it taught you a few things how to deal with this enemy, but not telling you, but just by showing you, by example. Or you can like, oh, what does this question mark do?
Right.
You hit it and it gives you a coin, or it can give you a power up. So now the game's encouraging you to jump over this enemy, kill the enemy, look for question marks that can give you points or give you a weapon, which is pretty interesting. And it's all not through language, it's not through verbal language, it's through visual understanding, which is cool.
Yeah.
When you look at it that way, it teaches you.
Yeah, you're right. You know, one thing I got from you, you said something about the rock paper scissors, right?
Like yeah, when you're, Street Fighter.
It was Street Fighter, right? And and then I started noticing it, even with this Assassin's Creed of Valhalla, when I was fighting this wolf, there was a pattern, and then it repeated, and I was like, oh shoot, this is like what Jay was saying, right? And so I figured out that hey, when the How does a big wolf throw rocks anyways, right? But then he's throwing these rocks. Okay, then I just got to hold my shield and make sure I had a shield equipped, you know? And so you're right. It is guiding, right? It's not forcing you. It's guiding you in a certain way to learn how to play the game. Mm-hmm. I'm just sometimes, like you said, like, Red Skull, but I continue to go in that direction.
You're like, I can beat this. I can beat that guy. They hit you one hit. You're like, fudge.
I know. Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's the one hit kills that get you. Because when you're, you know, parrying and doing the all other stuff, you're like, man, I'm hanging. I can get this. Uh-huh. And shoot, I need these resources. So I've got to try to finish this anyways. But You're right. I need to take a breath, exit out of that side of the map, and then go into the direction where safer waters are. And
yeah,
it's a fun game though. So don't get me wrong. I'm not disappointed with it. I've read some awful reviews of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. Did you just? I wonder if some of these reviewers aren't giving the game a chance, because every game is, especially from a big title like Ubisoft, every game's gonna have its ups and downs. But once you get past that tough stage is when you actually start to enjoy it, you know. And but it takes a while. Sometimes it may take 5. Maybe even more hours, maybe 10 hours until you start to enjoy a game. So I'm actually a good 20 hours into this game, and I easily think I can get to like another Yakuza Like a Dragon, like getting up in the 80 plus hours, right? So that's what I'm playing. I'm enjoying it. I'll do a thorough review. Right now the voice acting isn't as good as Cassandra's in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, but I'm gonna give it a chance, and then we'll come back and revisit that. But I wanted to talk about for the title of the show, we're having this idea of three things I love and hate about 2021, and we just had Valentine's Day yesterday, right?
Yep.
And COVID style here in SoCal, COVID style Valentine's isn't the greatest, but we're still able to have nice dinner and stuff. But on account of the whole idea of Valentine's, I thought of this title of things I love and hate about 2021. But first, before we get into that, any cool Valentine's stuff? I don't want to get too personal there, but did you enjoy your Valentine's? Flowers.
I ordered flowers online, and I was a little disappointed because I showed up and I was asleep. So Deanna got it, and she was sorting it. And then when I came downstairs, when I was ready for work, I was like, "Dude, they're all limp. What the hell?"
Oh.
I paid $60 for this. You know. And then now 2 days later, I got her tulips. So because when we went to Japan, she loves tulips. They look cool in Japan. They're beautiful over there, like in the spring. So now they're starting to blossom a little bit, to open up. It looks nice. So I'm pretty happy. It's just initially I was a little shocked, a little disappointed.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then at work I got to the night shift, got them some strawberries because you know we're all at work and can't really celebrate it with our loved ones, so we can celebrate with our work family. So gave some strawberries.
Nice. What a nice guy. What a nice guy, Jay.
Yeah. Nah, they're cool. They're cool. My coworkers are great. Like last night, we were super, like, you know, I go to the gym. I track my calories, and depending on how much calories I'll eat, right? So typically on a night, I burn like from midnight to 7 o'clock in the morning at work. I'm like 300 move calories.
Okay.
This morning when I checked, I was already at like 500. So I'm like, dude, we were like super busy last night running around.
Wow.
So I get to eat more tonight. Like after this, I'm going to go grab something to eat.
Cool.
I don't know where. I'm trying to figure it out where I'm going to go out after I walk the dog.
Raisin Cane's, man.
Maybe.
Raisin
Maybe.
Cane's.
Hot Dave's. Hot Dave's is in Garnett. And those chicken sandwiches look good.
Hot Dave's?
Yeah, they're opening one in Mary Mesa as well. But I don't, like, you know where Rubio's is? And across from Edwards Cinema? Yeah. So I think Daphne's, I think it closed down.
Okay.
And then Hot Dave's is going to be there. But I think they're still closed. They're still trying to open up. So
where's
I'm just going to drive.
Where's the Hot Dave's around the Convoy?
I think, I think it's down south a little bit more. So I might drive like 20, 30 minutes to get it. I don't know. I'm still debating because I'm hungry. I will drive. I'm a foodie. I will drive somewhere to get food.
Yeah, you definitely are a foodie. if I'm hungry, man, I've got to have it within like a 15-minute turnaround.
If not, Forget it.
Forget it, man. We're going. We're gonna go get a Pikachu Happy Meal. That's
right. Dude, that's great. No, so I went to McDonald's the other morning and said, I'm like woke like after work driving to McDonald's. I'm like, why is this line so hella long? And then straight up handwritten, sold out of Pokemon. I'm like, huh? So I looked online and I see all these Happy Meals with a Pikachu on it.
Yeah.
And then I see a story that whoever makes the cards cannot keep up with making the cards. So I wonder if they have, and I know some freaking scalpers, man, they're selling these cards on eBay for sure.
It's the same dudes that were buying all those dang PlayStation 5s, man. Come on, guys. Greed.
For kids, man. Come on.
Yeah, it's jacked
up. I just want to play Pokemon, man.
Yeah, and they're selling it on eBay for like $400 or something. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. Jeez, man.
It ain't right.
Because some McDonald's allow you just to purchase the toy, right? I don't know if they're allowing to do this with the cards or not.
Yeah, like $2.
Yeah?
Yeah. $1.99. That's what I heard.
They should do it with the meal so they get to make more money. Maybe these scalpers won't like spend more if they have to eat all this food.
Yeah. it's crazy. It's too bad. And talking about the three things I love and hate, that would be probably, I should add that to my hate list, is the scalpers.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at this list. Huh? Three things I love and hate about 2021. I'm gonna start with, I want to end the show on a positive. So I'm gonna end with the love, and then I should have some like sultry love music.
some optimism.
So let me start with the things I hate, man, and you're not gonna like me so much.
Okay.
Three things. I'll give you three and then you give me three, okay?
All right.
So number three is Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai. Cobra Kant.
Cobra Kai. Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, you're showing them no mercy. My goodness. Thank God. It's like Cobra Kant. Can't believe it. Sorry, they didn't catch you. Damn.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say a lot. I mentioned it earlier. I don't want to hate on it. I know a lot of people like this show. I've given it a few tries. It's a little bit teeny bopperish for me. I don't know if that's a word. Yeah, I don't. But
it can be.
I made it up. Another thing I don't like: movie theaters are closed, and I love watching on my new TV, but the idea of going to a theater with my family, having the popcorn and the drink, and sitting down and watching it on the big screen and the even bigger screen, right? That's a downer for me.
Did you watch the Avengers on the theater?
Yes.
Oh man, opening night.
Yeah.
Oh, and dude, that energy, man.
Oh yeah, and we had I had horrible seats, right? Because we were like maybe five from the front. And so I had completely tweaked back, but still enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Totally enjoyed it.
So when Captain America got the hammer, how did your audience
respond? Yeah, they were cheering.
Feel that, right?
Yeah.
That energy? Oh, dude, it's so great.
Yeah. It's different. It's like watching a live a game, you know?
Yeah.
You feel it. You feel it from the stands and everything. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then... I don't know if you're getting this is my number one thing.
Uh-oh, look at this. Look at this. He's prepping me because I might not like what he's going to say. What is this?
Last of Us 2 is going to HBO as
you don't like
a show. Oh my gosh.
Why?
Oh my gosh, man. They're going to kill Joel again on...
No, it's different characters.
It's going to be different. Oh my gosh. What they should do is get Gina to be... the big arm girl, Abby, right? Get Gina because she's free, and have her be Abby.
Oh man, she might.
Oh man, I think I called it. That's a casting call right there.
Dang! If HBO wanted to get some hate, wow.
Shoot, because they're already trying to get...
They're competing with Disney.
Oh, yeah. Disney, HBO, I think that makes a lot of sense. And then they're already, fans are already talking about putting Pedro as Joel.
Yeah, he's casted, for sure.
No way, for real?
But not as Joel, but as I think the protagonist in The Last of Us.
Really?
And then that girl from, forgive me, because I'm not a big... series fan or anything. I don't really watch too much TV series, but Game of Thrones. What, they already casted an Ellie-like character.
Oh, the little girl, the young girl, that one.
Yeah, she looks young. Okay, yeah. I don't know her name. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I don't know either. She's like in other shows too. I know what you're talking about. I think I saw the photo.
So they're casts, but wow. They're not Ellie and Joe.
They're not.
It's gonna be.
Is it gonna be, past Joel?
It's gonna be in that universe.
Okay. So. All right. Well, maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'll reconsider. But yeah, that was my.
You gotta finish Last of Us 2, man. Come on.
I told you I don't want to give him any of my money.
Don't let the videos that spoil it for you dictate how you feel about the game without playing it.
Okay.
Okay, it got game of the year like from several sites.
I know. I'm a stubborn old man. I'm Gran Torino. I'm the guy. Get off my lawn.
I do remember, like, when I was a kid, riding my bike onto some person's driveway, and then I just remember this old grandma just coming out, shaking her hand, "Get off my driveway." It's kind of like that. Bay, come on. Come on, Bay.
Oh, I don't know, man. Maybe.
Come on, no. Bay.
No, I'm not like that.
Last of Us 2. I'm going to get that for you. I'm going to get it for you.
Man, you put that on my doorstep.
No, you have to throw it back at my house. No. You're going to play it.
All right. We'll see. So those are my three hates. Let's go with your hates. And then we'll come back with the loves.
Oh, sorry. Excuse my language. COVID, because like San Diego got in the thick of it from like 1 to 2 weeks after Christmas, and then it just tidal waved after New Year's. So my staff and I, we were in the thick of it. We were a surgical floor. We tried to keep our floor clean, and then it just surged again in San Diego. So we started getting COVID patients. We did see people pass, and that's very hard. I can pronounce people, so always when I pronounce people, I'll like, it's kind of like an out of body experience for me, because I have to get in a different mindset. I have to be there for the staff. I have to be there for that person's body, and it just changes me. Gives me more perspective a little bit. Why I get, like, for example, don't sweat the small things, you know. Yeah. Just let things go. If something is so small, don't let it bother you, because there's other things in life that can be taken away, you know? So it just gives me things to be thankful for, all the small things that my family and I and my friends have. Like a friendship that Bay and I have that we share in this podcast. Yeah. So then the other thing that I'm just presuming here that in related to COVID news, that Comic-Con is probably not going to be showing its self again in San Diego.
What?
Just because, I'm just guessing, because WonderCon, they're not doing it, and WonderCon is part of Comic-Con. I believe that they're the same organizers, and it's a smart decision. I agree with it. You know, why, like, we're in San Diego, the rates are starting to come down, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's just, you got to do the right thing and let this COVID disappear.
Wow. You
know, so we can get back on track, and so less people pass from this pandemic. So I'm sure that's going to happen, that they're going to announce it at some point if the numbers don't drop or it rises again, that they won't allow thousands of people congregate in the San Diego Convention Center. Because I think right now there's still a homeless center where they're taking care of the homeless there, I believe. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I don't know. I haven't been kept up to date. I'm just happy that the COVID's been decreasing down in San Diego, at least. What else would I not like in 2021 so far? It passed already, but my tires. It was very hard to get tires for my car. 2 weeks driving my wife's car, which is fine. It's great. But then when I did have to drive my car when we were both working, just having that thought behind in back of my mind that my tire might pop and I'll have to leave my car or have my car towed somewhere. I don't like people touching my car unless they have to. Like, I can't imagine it getting towed. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are they going to have that thing towed? How would they do it without damaging the car because it's low?
All right.
Okay, how about your three things?
Let's get back on the positive things, right? Positive thing that you got your tires too, if you think about
that
it.
That is, yes, it is both.
It was a long wait. Mm-hmm. I just finished The Expanse Season 5, and I just heard that they're coming out with the Season 6. So, yeah, that's a positive for me. Man, they killed off, spoiler alert, right? Shoot, I don't even
know
if I
should. How long has it been out for?
Well, it started off on the Sci-Fi Channel for, like, I think first three seasons, and then Amazon picked it up. So I guess it's been going on for maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yeah. Okay, that's long enough.
Yeah. I would say. So this next season that's coming out is supposed to be the final season. Okay. And you know, this season 5, it probably wasn't as action packed as some of the other ones, but the sequence, the real build up to Naomi and her situation, I don't want to spoil it, right? That made it worthwhile. That was really well done. So that's one of my top three things so far, you know.
Okay.
And then the other thing is on account of the way things are with pricing and a new system out, especially with these next gen consoles, the gaming game prices for video games have gone down, you know. So I'm loving that right now, that all you can find games that are somewhat new for cheaper. I don't say for cheap, right? So got the Assassin's Creed Valhalla for $40, and I thought that was good, you know.
Yeah, like this Godfall game got for $40 too, right?
Yeah. So that's a positive. And then the last thing for this is just not with my life and things like that, but with gaming, was my new addition to our family, the LG CX.
Yeah, baby. There it is.
The TV. Yeah. And, you know, watching shows like The Expanse, that's a sci-fi, man, it's impressive. That TV is something else. There's more time you got to spend with it. Like, I was trying to – I did fix the internet situation with it. I was having trouble with the internet. I reset everything. And now it's working much better.
Okay. You just needed a little reboot, huh?
Yeah, I think so. So those are my three things so far in 2021.
Okay. Let's see. Things I'm looking forward to. I guess, you know, all my gaming stuff. So I already said that last podcast. So I won't dip too much into it. But I will say that the Corvette C8 Z06 is probably going to be announced either this coming spring or definitely in June. So that's hyping me up.
Okay.
Because I own a Z06 right now, and I've always wanted to have a mid-engine car. So mid-engine, the engine's behind you. It's a two-seater. Balance is better. Accelerate faster. And I already got my money down at Bob Stahl, which means I'm in line. I don't have to, like, if you try to buy a C8 right now, the base of it, like, bare bones is about $59,000. But once you start trying to purchase this without getting it allocated for you, without reserving, they're going to jack you up. So Bob Stahl, $10,000 over MSRP, which is actually great because when you go to LA, it's $25,000 extra.
Oh, goodness.
I tried to buy that car last April, and I couldn't commit to it because I was thinking, I'll just, you know, why would I spend $10,000 more on nothing just to have it early? just to have the car, a regular C8. Not regular. I mean, it's a good car. It's a very that car's faster than my car, even though it has lower horsepower, just because of the balance of the vehicle and the placement of the engine. So I decided to wait, which is very hard for me because I'm one of the stubborn ones that like just need to have it, and I was able just to wait. So that's what I'm waiting for. Once they announce it, I could build the car how I want. And I've been searching Corvette forums, CorvetteForum.com, and it's just seeing the photos of what they're thinking how it's going to look like, because they had a bunch of spy photos on it, and it just I can't wait. And they said the car is they changed the engine on it, so it's natural aspirated, and this thing will rev up to 9,000 RPM. It's just going to like a Ferrari, like a race car. Because my car right now, it grumbles, low pitch. This one's like high pitch, so it'll be pretty sick. The other thing I'm waiting for is that new Sony TV is coming out. So we're talking about TVs.
Oh wow, you can get another TV.
Well, I need to sell this 2016, 2017 LG for that Sony one that's coming out.
Okay.
So it's same technology, same thing. You know Sony uses the same panel. They just buy it from They just buy it from LG, I believe.
Hmm.
But the guts of it, it's different. It's made by Sony.
Nice.
Like the processor is different. So, for example, this TV cannot do 120 frames per second. So if I wanted to play Neo 2, I can't use that capability because this TV won't do it. Your TV can. I believe your TV can do it.
Oh,
also, your TV has like VRR. I think that's what it's called. So if there's like a little skip in the frame, your TV will hide it. This TV I have won't. So I got to plan on selling this TV at some point. And then I was talking to one of my friends, but TVs are hard to sell because imagine shipping your LG TV somewhere to somebody.
Right. That's
so tough. It'd have to be like a local pickup.
Yeah.
Or I can just sell it to a friend or something that wants an LG.
Yeah, check with one of our neighbors. Great. I bet you one of the neighbors might take it off your hands.
Yeah, and I only use it for gaming, so this TV is like, I don't put too many hours on. It's not constantly running.
Right.
And the third thing that I guess I can take the easy way out and just happy being alive. I can say that.
That's all right. That's all right, Jay. You know what? For our listeners, we wanted to, you know, give you a little bit more personal info about us and spend a little bit of time of this episode to do that. I know one of our listeners had mentioned that to Jay, and so we wanted to take that time to do that in this episode. You're listening to the Jay and Babe podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at J, letter N, BAY, podcast. Also on Instagram, and Jay's monitoring that at J and Bay Neighbor Gamers. And our email, jandbay@neighborgamers.com. All right. So thank you very much. Jay, any closing thoughts before we say goodbye to the awesome listeners here?
So it's JAY. And A-N-D and B-A-Y, right? Not B-A-E.
Right. Right. Watch it. That's funny.
Either way, I guess.
That's a good one. Yes.
JMB at neighborgamers.com or on our Instagram. So thank you for listening. I totally appreciate your support. Hopefully you find this entertaining because we love talking about video games and other pop culture. So thanks.
Yeah, you can help us out by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have an awesome rest of your day.
See you next week. Take care.